scripture coming from John, the 11th chapter, the 32nd through the 44th verse. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened his eyes, the eyes of a blind man, have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone, Martha, the sister of the dead man." Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Now, could we join in our hymn of preparation when we all get to heaven, after which we will hear our morning message from our pastor, Reverend Dr. Paul Davis.
Sit this under the speaker.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let's give God a hand. Amen. The Lord is this holy temple that all the earth consoles before him. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God on this convenient Sunday than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. We are so happy and blessed to see Sister Hollywood here. God bless you, my sister. And it's a joy to see each and every one of you, even those on the Zoom and or by phone. I'm just so blessed and excited to be able to stand in front of you, or you can see me on the Zoom or the phone on this Communion Sunday. Also, I want to take this opportunity to give our worship leader, Sister Linda Hankel, a round of applause for the two additional announcements. On Tuesday at 6 o'clock, the SBRC will have a Zoom meeting. So those of you who are committed, please make sure that you tune in at 6 o'clock. And on Thursday is the worship Zoom meeting at 6:30 p.m. So don't forget those two additional announcements to be added to the announcements for today. Let us pray. Good morning, Lord and Jesus. We greet you on this All Saints Day, Communion Sunday, when you have extended to us the invitation to come to this table, when you said as often as you come, come and do this in remembrance of me. We are so blessed to be able to see another day as you prepare us for another Thanksgiving season, a time when we pause to say thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done for us, what you will continue to do for us.
Yes.
As you lead and guide us to the end of this year. Lord, I ask that you come now in order that I can be removed, so that the Holy Ghost, the one who woke me up this morning and allowed me to come into this sacred room, can speak through me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Let all of God's people say,
Amen.
I invite you to please pray with me and for me on the sermon for today, Thanksgiving at the Cave. Thanksgiving at the Cave. Memorial United Methodist Church, sisters and brothers on Zoom and or telephone. Picture in your minds this morning Lazarus, the brother of Mary, who at the time had been 4 days in the town of Bethany. Jesus at that time was in Bethany, approached by Mary about the sickness and the death of her brother. Lord, she said, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Jesus said to Mary, Mary, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified by means of it. Memorial this morning on All Saints Day. Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And Jesus asked the question, where have ye laid him? Because of the love of Jesus for Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, Jesus began to wept. When we are hurting, my sisters and brothers, Jesus hurts for us. When we lose a loved one, he He comforts us. During the time of grief, in preparation for the service of resurrection and life, and even after the benediction, in a sanctuary, a funeral home, or at the grave, he grieves with us. Among the crowd, there were those who questioned what Jesus was trying to do at this point. Like the world is probably questioning today, what is Jesus trying to do? We get ready to go in to another season of Thanksgiving. Some people might say, what do I have to be thankful for? The economic situation is so high. Groceries are escalating 20 and 30 and 50% higher than it was on last year. What do I have to be thankful for during the season?
Yes, sir.
I have just recently lost a loved one, a mother, father, a brother, a sister. Almost every day on the media, we see, even right here, in this community and city of High Point, where young people are going on to glory because of foolishness. A little child who traveled about 45 minutes just to be with her friends in Oak Ridge during this past Monday was struck and born home to be with her father. And then you want me to be excited about the holidays?
Yes, sir.
What is Jesus trying to do?
All right.
Because I'm hurting, I'm grieving, I just lost a mother. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. The Lord, at this point, was getting ready to perform another miracle.
Yes.
In the presence of the Jews, in order that they would believe.
Yes.
Even today, he still has to show us and remind us who's in charge.
Yes.
Because in spite of what is going on, even in your life, right this very moment, the power of God is still is able to heal.
Yeah.
So really, I still say every day is a day of thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Just to be able to get up this morning. Just to be able to come to a church. Just to be able to travel from the city to Reedsville in a couple of hours. Just to be able to pay our tithes every day as a Thanksgiving day, being possible by Jesus. Jesus said, where have you laid him? And they said, right here. When he got there with a loud voice, he said, Lazarus, Lazarus, come out from the cave. Yeah. And he got up. And when Jesus saw him, he said, abide in him and let him go. This was an unusual Thanksgiving memorial because this was not centered around food. But this was centered around another miracle of Jesus Christ. It was centered around raising somebody from the dead. You might be alive today, but during this Thanksgiving season, Jesus can raise you from the dead.
Amen.
Because of the power that he has. Receiving a new life, which others said was impossible. The world tells us that things are impossible, things will never change. But I stop by not to tell you, but to remind you, I serve a God who's able today. He's able to touch those who are sick. He's able to dry the tear stains. He's able to turn things around. He's able. That's why we got him up. But that's why he got us up this morning. Because he is able. So it's true. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. One was the blessing here, Memorial. One was just so happened Jesus made a visit to Bethany.
All right.
Sisters received their brother back. And another miracle was performed by Jesus. Oh, what a blessing. And you know what? I don't know about you, but oh, what a blessing this morning just to be able to get up. Oh, what a blessing to have the invitation to come to the table. Oh, what a blessing to hear the beautiful lady singing this morning. Oh, what a blessing. And we are so blessed and look like the Lord Jesus blesses us. We want more. But I'm telling you, it's a blessing. When he speaks to us, when he heals us, when he takes a heart that has been broken and shattered and mend it back together, what a blessing it is. Thanksgiving should not be seen just on the last Thursday of November.
All right.
Because every day is a day of Thanksgiving.
Yes,
you can have Thanksgiving just like in the story. I tried to figure out how could I incorporate that into All Saints Day and on the eve of Thanksgiving. You know what? Thanksgiving is not just on the last Thursday, but Thanksgiving can happen in your car. Thanksgiving can happen on your job. Thanksgiving, my young people, can happen in your school. Thanksgiving can happen anywhere. Thanksgiving. That's why we give him the praise and the thanks for what he has done. Your work, your home, your family, even in sickness and in death, thanksgiving. Because what the world doesn't understand, how can somebody smile when they have just buried their loved one? How can somebody get up the next morning when they have looked at their child laying in a church? How can somebody get up and smile when you go visit them in the hospital? You know how? Because the Spirit of God is with them.
Yes.
So my sisters and brothers, like I said and again, don't let nobody take the blessings and the joy from you that God has given you.
All right.
Because that's what the devil wants. He wants to destroy the church. He wants to interrupt choir rehearsals. He wants to tell people, instead of going to church, you can take a day off. It's raining. It's overcast. They're not going to miss you. He wants to tell people, you know, hold your money because the holiday is coming. But what does Jesus say? Jesus say, come and worship. Come and give God the glory for all that he has done. Because if it had not been for the Lord born outside, where in the world would we be if it had not been? For the Lord on our side, we wouldn't be able to put gas in our tank. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, we wouldn't be able to prepare for the holiday season. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, we wouldn't be able to travel to peace. For every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
was hungry, I couldn't find you. In the time of death, when I needed your strength, and I was weak and weary, confused and tired, you did not answer the phone. When I needed someone to talk to, when my son and daughter was doing things they should not do, when the church was about to go under, where were you? Lord, do you really love me? Call those who were with you when you were sick. Tell them that the harvest is plentiful. In the time of death, I was your strength. I was your brother and your sister when you were lonely. I'm on the corner trying to get people to leave the corner and come to Holy Ghost corner. I have tried them. I'm the church and upon this rock.
Yes, sir.
Upon this rock, the gates of hell shall prevail against
it. Thank you, sir.
But they will not succeed. I'm love. I love you. And until the end of the time, it's Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
At the cave.
Yes,
it's Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
Here at Memorial United Methodist Church. It's Thanksgiving on Zoom today. It's Thanksgiving on the telephone today. It is nobody that can do you like Jesus.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
So enjoy the holiday. Get ready. Get excited about this Thanksgiving. Because you don't know the day or the hour when Jesus is going to call. And what's so very important, be careful now how you treat people. Be careful how you talk about somebody. Be careful now. Because the same person, and I'm a living witness because I see it on a daily basis, the same person that you talk about, roll your eyes when you see them, turn your back when they are about to approach you, run out the door like the church has a bomb in it, get in your car and speed up the parking lot. That same person might be the one who will invite you to Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let the church say,
amen.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Christian discipleship. If there's anyone here this morning who is not a member of a faith community, we invite you to come. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that have laden, and I will give you rest. You come. The altar and Zoom and phone is now open for prayers and petitions. If you have anyone that you would like to call out, you can do it at this time and pray for them in your individual seat.
Alicia Gaffney, your name? Dr. Walker. Dr. Walker and Georgia Scott.
Yes. Kill the monster. That's a
girl. Dr. Hall. And I wouldn't say it. And Leah Wilson, Aaron Burns, Perkins, James Campbell, and Dave Campbell.
Yes.
Isaac.
Here. Right family.
Andrew Trish family, Pastor Manuel.
Derrick, Johnson, Terry.
Follow me as I read in the response that you will have to respond to in between the readings as we prepare for Holy Communion, which is a very sacred part of God's worship service. Service, the word in table number 2, at the bottom of the second page in the book. The invitation. Christ, our Lord, invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sins before God and one another by reading the confession and the pardon in unison. Merciful God,
we have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done the will. We have broken your law. We have failed against your love. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us from joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, brought us to land, Lord, with milk and honey, and set before us the way of life. And so, your people on earth and all the company of heaven, praise your name and join their unending hymn. Gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ. And me, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry for all the world until he comes and find a victory as we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father God, now and forever. And all say,
God preserve us. May the hands of God protect us.
May the way of God direct us. May the love of God go with us this day and forever. Amen.
Amen.
If you're traveling on the van to Reedsville, please let's prepare ourselves for that. And I want to thank those who will be traveling with me to Reedsville. That service starts at 3 o'clock. The address is 100 West Harrison Street. Church of St. Paul United Methodist Church. To God be glory. Will you please stand?